insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا
And if we had willed, we could have sent into every city a warner.
Brothers and sisters, we are now going to talk about the 51st verse of this chapter. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا And if we had pleased, certainly, we would have raised up a warner in every town. Dear listeners, this verse is somehow talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the last and the seal of the prophets. And it also talks about the comprehensiveness of the religion of the Prophet of Islam. Because this verse is implying that no prophet was appointed anywhere with him since he can control the entire society, since he is able to control everyone and no one else is needed. He has such a rank, he has such a state that prophethood is closed with his existence. So this is what we can infer first and foremost from this verse. It is also possible that some polytheists used this pretext, along with other ones, that it was better that Allah appointed a prophet in every village and city. But in answer to them, the Holy Quran says, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا If we had pleased, we would have raised up a warner in every town, certainly. So, this verse is a reason for magnificence of the Prophet's rank. This verse is showing the necessity of the unity of leadership. This verse can help us understand the heaviness of the duty of leadership of one society, that it has to be comprehensive, and it is a very heavy responsibility.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
فبدا وضيئا كالنجوم تألقا وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Now, there is also a lot of discussions about how one should rule a society and how we should decide upon the rulers. But the point that is taken for granted in every society is that we need a leader for everyone. We need a leader for every nation and society. The Holy Quran says, وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ. There did not exist one society or ummah without a warner between them. But this does not necessarily mean that we need to have one separate a ruler, or in this case, prophet, in every society and nation, because this would hurt the comprehensiveness. This would hurt the state and rank of the prophet, of the one who wants to be the ruler of the whole society. So that is why the Holy Quran says, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا في كل قرية نذيرة. If we could, we could have done this to raise up a warner in everywhere, but of course this would ease your responsibility, this would help you from some aspects, but this does not necessarily mean that we should practically do it in the world, because this would bring so many other challenges and problems. So, this being said, we understood that we need a ruler and a leader for every society, but we do not need to have separate leaders. The last point regarding this verse, brothers and sisters, is the fact that prophethood and leadership of the nations and ummah in the Islamic world specifically is something that only can be decided by the words of the Almighty Allah and no one else. This is not something that the people can start to make or they can start to choose from among themselves. This is what the words of this verse are explicitly telling us. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا. These pronouns in the verbs shi'na and laba'athna are translated into us. If we wanted, if we had pleased, we would have raised up a warner. This means it only relies on the hands of the Almighty Allah and no one else. It is only His right to choose. And we as the believers, actually we do not have the abilities, we do not have that much intellect to set a leader from among ourselves for such a crucial matter. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.